Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, well, well. Welcome back to the podcast Boners of the Heart. It's been a hot minute since we last recorded.
I think it's been like 10 days.
Oh, that's pretty good for us. We are now in another country.
Yeah, we're in the UK.
We're in the United Kingdom.
We're in London.
London, baby.
Oh, nice.
Swinging London, baby.
Nice.
So I'm lying down. I think it's changing my whole podcast vibe.
I think you're a lot more relaxed than you usually are. I'd say of the two of us, you're the most uptight on the podcast.
Oh, my God. Fuck off.
I just love the opportunity to call anyone uptight.
Uptight, I know, you bitch.
Yeah, you're quite uptight.
Wait,
yeah.
But I am uptight, which is so interesting because not many people call me uptight, but I am uptight.
You are very uptight.
Fuck, that's so annoying. That's so bad.
No, it's not bad. It's a cool part of some people's personalities.
Oh, no, I'm uptight. I'm not going to... I just think
no,
it's...
No, that's fine. It's absolutely all the time. Fine. Someone has to be uptight.
Yeah, but I'm never going to be not anxious in my entire life.
That's true.
Fuck. I hate that aspect of my personality.
Do you, though? I feel like that makes you who you are.
Nah. Well, it doesn't mean I have to like who I am.
Oh, that's
you,
absolutely
that's a real big
true.
Assumption that you think I like me.
No. I would never think that you like yourself.
Thank
don't
God.
Don't worry.
I'd be like, who
I said
you?
I hated myself the other day, and then someone was like, don't say that. And I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right.
So they're like, say this. This is what's wrong with you.
don't say you hate yourself. Be specific.
Be specific.
What
girl.
Do you hate about yourself?
I think I hate myself every single day. At some point,
I think I hate some part of myself every single day.
Yeah.
It depends.
So there's, hard.
Yeah, definitely have negative thoughts every day.
God, yeah. Who the fuck wouldn't have negative thoughts every day?
I reckon some people don't have negative thoughts every day.
Well, they're thick as shit. There's a lot of negative shit out there they should be thinking about.
No, I mean negative thoughts about themselves.
Got it. Yeah. Well, that's still that stands
yeah,
up.
Yeah, still they're thick as shit.
God, what a gorgeous vista I'm looking out on right now.
Yeah, that is nice. Hey, we've been watching nonstop for the last... Because I've been kind of... I think... Well, we both have, but I feel like I'm taking it worse... Been in a bit of a jet lag haze.
Oh, do you think you've been taking it worse?
Yeah, I feel like I've been grumpy as.
You have been a bit grumpy, which has been pretty funny.
I'm so grumpy, man. I can't concentrate on anything. I can't, like... Yesterday, I didn't even have dinner. I ate a donut and went to bed.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That is really weird for you.
That's crazy for me, because I'm not usually into sweets, but, like...
Well, you do have your period now as well.
Yeah, I'm on my period.
So that's that period and jet lag. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm dealing with a lot.
I feel fine, because I... I'm relatively used to jet lag now, and I love jet lag when I'm...
Oh, okay. Hey, big spender!
Yeah, baby. Racking up those carbon footprint miles,
fuck
baby.
Yeah.
I've got to plant some trees. Shit. Okay, yeah. Remind me to do that later.
Okay.
I
remember how the Airbnb lady asked us to water her plants?
Yeah.
I found something about that quite offensive.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even get the text
well,
as well.
Why am I paying you to house it then? Do you know what I mean? That's like that's how I
so
feel about
true.
It. Like, I know it's a small inconvenience. It's nothing major well, at no, all. But like,
we simply just kill the plants. Like, who...
We simply just kill the plants.
Yeah, like, we don't have any responsibility.
No, you're right. Okay, we simply just kill the plants.
We'll just fucking kill the plants.
We'll plant some trees and kill these indoor plants.
Honestly, absolutely. Out of spite, we're going to kill these plants.
God, yeah. I'm frustrated by this Airbnb.
Oh God,
I'm grateful for it, and it's nice, but no, I don't want to leave. But she doesn't have any of the right cooking things.
Maybe we should find somewhere better.
Cooking things.
Maybe we can leave early by saying, "Bitch, we didn't expect to be taking care of your plants, children." Like, you make a really good point. God, you need to get out of here.
Nah, there's a lot to like about this place. I love this couch.
Yeah. And the afternoon sun is gorgeous.
It's stunning.
And really, to be honest,
and I like
be,
the vibes. Like, the vibes yeah. are good. And because we're inside for so long.
And to be absolutely fair, Ella, yeah, because we are inside so long, and to be absolutely fair, like, London is hell.
Yeah.
And agreed. Accommodation is hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this fucking godforsaken city.
Yeah.
So.
All right, you're right.
Yeah, even if
no,
we
I
are,
am grateful for it. It's a great place. God. Now, we've been watching a lot of Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
I love it.
And we're loving it.
I
think the show is a depiction of how Earth is a hellscape and we all are evil and capitalism is destroying us.
Is that what you're taking away from it? Because that's usually what I take away from most things. But this, I'm just like...
Yeah, you said this is a feminist masterpiece,
no,
basically.
I didn't say masterpiece, but I said it's nice to see women at work. It's nice to see women doing their jobs to a really professional, great level. Like,
okay, they are not doing their job to a professional, great level.
They're selling houses.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm watching them sell them and I'm like, fuck, I could do a better job.
There is
something,
yeah, true. It's like, I've done my research and it's like, it's a mid-century house.
Oh my God, if they say mid-century, that's huge. They're like, look at this beautiful kitchen.
I love the bath. Don't you love the bath?
Yeah. God, it annoys me so much when they point like how focused they are on like the amenities of the house. I'm like, what are its bones like?
Oh my
you
God,
know?
You literally all Alice says is, what are the bones like? Look at the bones of the place.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter about what kind of oven is in the house. It's
girl,
like
you were talking about. They're talking about selling houses in LA, where literally it's all the superficial things.
No, but none of that matters when you're investing.
Tell that
in
to someone in LA, mate.
Who knows? Maybe there's someone in LA listening right now. I'm just saying.
No.
What kind of oven a house you're purchasing is not relevant.
Yeah, but they're selling fucking houses to dumb as shit millionaires and billionaires. They're stupid people that they're selling these houses to. Because
right.
no one in their right mind would buy these houses, but they're idiots with money.
Yeah, okay, all right, you're right.
So it is horrific that anyone has that type of money, and I hope
it
all
is immoral.
It's immoral and it's disgusting.
And I hope one day to really struggle with how do I reconcile that with...
The fact that you want to be a property developer?
Well, that's what I said the other day.
Yeah.
I would love to be a property developer if it weren't doing a deal with... if it weren't doing the devil's work, basically.
But couldn't you be a property developer that just wasn't evil? Or is that the,
nature
of property developing?
Pardon?
I think I'm just thinking about building houses.
Yeah.
Can't you just build some houses?
I could build some houses and give them away.
Well, yeah, or just like, I don't know. Maybe you could get into actually making some chic state housing.
Yeah, maybe.
You can just lend your skills to actually being like, come on, guys.
Yeah. God, I would love to learn how to build something, like with my hands.
My friend...
Go on.
My friend Pearl literally did that for a year. She did a construction course in Queenstown. She was the only girl in the class... And the class just literally built a house. That was what they did. They just all built a house for the year.
Fucking hell.
She's learned
amazing.
How to do all of it. Doesn't do any of that shit anymore.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love to learn to do something practical. But I don't think I have the physical strength for it, to be fair.
That sucks.
I get like a sore back by lunchtime on day one, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, the latest episode was the wedding episode.
And we got talking about... you asked, did you ask me or did I say that I'd marry you? Like,
I think you offered and I accepted.
It was big. We just want to get on record that transaction has happened.
Basically, we started planning my wedding.
Started planning
and
your
then
wedding.
Rose said, we gotta put this on.
We gotta get this on tape. Okay, so we talked about it. So I'm gonna be, because I thought originally I'd be your maid of honor, but then I think that's where we got that confused, is you're gonna be my maid of honor.
Yes.
And we're gonna wear matching tuxedos. Maybe with different colors. And then whoever my partner is just gonna wear whatever they like. Like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. You and I are just going to be in our matching watching Texas. Oh my god. Oh my god, I love it. While your poor husband or wife.
Or wife. Or, you know.
That's true. I don't want to deny your bisexuality.
Yep. You know, I think it would be, yeah, but either way, if it's a guy or a girl, they're going to be fucking pissed if I'm in a matching tuxedo.
Imagine you're marrying a man, you and I are in matching tuxes, and he's like, well, can't I wear one?
No, he can't wear one. He cannot wear one.
He cannot wear one.
He has to wear a suit, but he can't wear a tux.
No, that's exactly.
That's my thing.
Fuck, I can't wait for your wedding. But then we started planning my wedding. Not that either of us are even
ever getting married.
Remotely close to getting married.
Yeah.
I mean, I said that the other day where I was like, I can't even imagine, I can imagine being married. I think I'd quite like to be married, mm-hmm. but I can't imagine having a wedding.
I can't imagine having a wedding either, but, like logistically, because I've been to very few weddings myself, actually.
Right, okay.
And I can't even imagine myself in a relationship, to be honest.
Really?
Nah, I can't. I really can't.
I've seen you in relationships. You pull it off.
I can't remember it. I can't remember any of it.
Mm.
I really can't. It's what do you, so
what do you,
weird.
Hold on. What do you mean you can't imagine? But like, you can't like.
I can't remember what it's something. Like to be in a relationship.
Yeah, right.
But the wedding thing, I'm like, honestly, all of my wedding fantasies have always been, I tried to write a joke about this once, but like, it's so true. Like, it's like traumatic circumstances or something. Like, it's not traumatic, but
what
like,
do you
it's
mean?
Like, it's like, I don't want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mob wedding.
Okay.
It's like a mob wedding where I'm like, everyone's like, she shouldn't be doing this. Or it's like at a registrar's office and I'm like so sad about it.
Yeah, I can imagine myself getting married at a registrar's office. But the only reason I don't want to do that is because I think if I got married, my family would really like to be there.
Yeah.
And because of how I view marriage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure, sure. You definitely have a wedding, but we're talking about... So yeah,
the whole thing makes me anxious.
Okay, so you were saying that... Can I say who would be your... You would think you... No, I don't want to say who you think would be your bridesmaids because that might change.
No, go ahead, tell her. I don't mind. It's a ruthless pursuit for the roles. So
Hannah,
please.
Leon.
Yes.
Merita.
Yes, correct.
And then I'm marrying you because I'm happy about it because I don't need
to
be a bridesmaid.
You would be a bridesmaid. If you weren't marrying me, you would be a bridesmaid.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
Of course. Of course.
But I feel like I'm still in the wedding party. You know, I'm still involved. But it means that I get to... And I think I'm a good choice because I can be a little bit crack up, but I can be sincere.
And what you said about marrying me when you were pitching for the role of marrying me, you said, because, you know, I've got all the skills. I definitely know how to handle hecklers.
Because your family would heckle me.
My family would not heckle you on my wedding day.
Your mum heckles me anyway.
That's true. If you were doing a bad job, my mum would speak up and it would not matter that it was in the middle of the wedding.
Oh,
that's
completely.
True. Yeah. she absolutely would let you know what you were doing wrong as you were doing it wrong.
When I say your family, I mean your mum.
Yeah.
that's what I mean. I don't mean anyone else in your family.
I've got to say, man, the last couple of weeks I was living in New Zealand, I was having lots of dinners with my mum, obviously because it was ISO and we're in the same house, and she was cracking me up.
She's cracker.
She's some
great.
Funny fucking burns on people because she just does not give a fuck now.
Yeah, it's a good energy.
Yeah, and it is confronting sometimes.
Yeah.
You've got to be prepared for that. But it is a very funny energy.
It's funny. It's wearing it to like who I was staying with my nan. Like we're never too upfront about our emotion or like, you know, give each other shit too much. But like when we do, it's very sweet. Like she started cooking something the other day and it was taking her so long. And then this is such not a worth it story. And then, but like quite deadpan, I was like, you think you're going to finish that? Do you think they'll be ready by tomorrow morning? And she went, cheeky. She couldn't believe her eyes. She looked at me very cheeky.
God, that's so funny.
And it was very, and that's the extent of the hard.
Hold on, have we spoken about this before? Maybe we cut it out if you don't want to talk about it, but your nan's intervention with you?
Oh my God. Yeah, no, my mum listens to this, but I already told my mum about it.
Okay.
Yeah, my nan definitely doesn't listen to this. Oh my God. My nan had an intervention with me. So essentially, I've been living with her for a long time, and she, and so all throughout lockdown, and you know, we, I'm for the first to admit, I started drinking a lot more in lockdown. I started hitting the bottle, I suppose. Yeah. Because I was bored.
Yeah.
And I
would you say imbibing? Is that the word?
Imbibing. Yeah. Imbibing. I've definitely imbibed. Yeah. And you know, we had fun. We made our cheeky cocktails from time to time. And then the second lockdown.
Can I just? It started as a shared activity between you and your nan.
Totally. But I mean, I don't drink too much, but sometimes I drink a lot. But I wouldn't say like I've got to the extent where I've got a problem. I probably just got, you know, I've probably got to curb, you know, pull back on it. Sometimes. But then the other day I just very innocently got quite dry. I drank a whole bottle of Prosecco in the lounge while Nan was watching MasterChef in the next room. I smashed a glass. Couldn't barely pick it up. I was a bit of a mess. Dropped my laptop, dropped my phone all the way to bed. And then the next morning, my nan, we're talking about Alice, and she was, because she was talking about you being on the radio. Mm-hmm. And then, Alice, she's smart.
Thanks for the shout out.
She's very smart. She's very smart, isn't she? And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And she's like, I said, she's got a law degree. And she's like, oh, what's she? And I was like, oh, that's more than you and I, you know? She's like, what do you mean? She's like, well, neither of us have any degrees. She's like, oh, yeah. But, you know, You have so much more than that. You when you walk into a room, you light up that room. You light up that, and you know what? And you know what? How? You know what? You do it without alcohol. And I was like, immediately, like, I'm sorry, Nan, that I got drunk last night. It doesn't happen all the time. It's a rare occurrence. I'm really sorry. And I was just super embarrassed. And she was like, were you drunk? Were you drunk? I don't know that you're drunk. Oh no, I didn't know you were drunk. I'm just saying. And she said it from such a place, like she was obviously just like completely out of like love.
Yeah.
But then what got me was that later on that night, when she brought it up again and was like, I'm so glad that you didn't mind me bring that up. And I was like, it's fine. Oh God, no, it's fine. I mean, you know, definitely I don't have a problem, but you know, you're absolutely right. It was terrible. And she was like, yeah, because you know, you're too pretty. You're too pretty to let drink ruin your life. But then that later on that night, she went, you're too pretty to use alcohol as a crutch. And I was like, when did we bring in the concept of using alcohol as a crutch into the mix? Like, what the fuck? I just got drunk. Really tough stuff. Anyway, my nan proper thinks I'm an alcoholic now.
I love it so much. There are so many things I love about that story. First, that it starts with me.
Yeah.
That I'm the origin story.
Yeah.
That you mentioned my law degree.
Yeah.
That you...
That she mentioned... I forgot to mention that she mentioned that she loved your Fiona Apple...
Oh, she loved the song I picked on radio. Yeah. She loved a Fiona Apple song.
Yeah, which is very sweet.
That's so sweet. God, I love your nan.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart. She's the best.
Yeah, she's great. And I'm happy that she talked to you about your drinking, actually, because we were all wondering who was going to take that.
Oh, my God.
Who was going to step up.
She does, because to be fair, she's probably like the biggest like parental figure I have in New
Outside
Zealand.
Outside of me.
Outside of you. Yeah, true. Outside of you. And, you know, I mean, yeah. My dad, but my dad's not... My dad literally on the fucking... The last time I was seeing him on the drive to drop him off, he said to me, he first hassled me about not buying gold.
Yeah.
Secondly, said this sentence, you know, 2020, it's just a trailer for what's to come. Before I was about to get on a long haul flight to the UK, and I just cannot with him. It's just fucking unreal.
Oh God, I love that. Yeah. I love it so much.
But anyway, let's get back to the wedding. I want to get back to the wedding.
Oh, yeah, sorry, to the wedding planning.
Yeah, so...
Okay, I don't know who I'm marrying or when I'm getting married or any of that stuff. I think I'm probably going to marry a woman at the rate I'm going.
Congrats.
At the rate I'm going. Which is why I wonder if now I'm having trouble picturing a wedding is that I have internalized homophobia that I'm trying to unpick.
Do you think a wedding with a woman's going to be different to a wedding with a man?
Well... I know intellectually it's not, but I think...
But the vibe is different. Of course the vibe will be different.
Yeah, there's going to be more like rainbow flags.
Yeah, I'm going to sing Same Love.
I'm not going to... I tell you this right now, I'm not having a single fucking rainbow flag at my wedding. Imagine. Man. No way.
Well, I mean, I won't be being the celebrant if it's a gay wedding.
And you know what? I respect you and I respect that decision and I totally understand. And you can be back to being a bridesmaid.
Back to being a bridesmaid. I would love to.
I can't imagine myself in a wedding dress. I think that's part of it. Like, can you imagine me in a wedding dress?
You don't have to wear. I'm not imagining you in a wedding dress.
What are you? I'm not going to wear a wedding suit.
Are you not?
Well, when have I ever worn a suit? Like, I can't.
When have you ever worn a dress?
I've worn dresses more than I've worn suits.
You know, weirdly, I've never seen you in a dress because I've never been to, like, a wedding with you.
Right, okay. Well, I do wear a dress to a fancy occasion. But do you know what I think it is more about a wedding that I don't know, like, why I can't picture myself in it? It's because I can't picture myself hosting a fancy occasion. Like, it's just not a vibe that I want. Like, if I could get, like,
you
married
don't like fancy things. You just
in
said that
jeans,
the other
day. I think I'd be happy.
You
do
get,
you know,
married in jeans? Like, fucking Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie?
I mean, I'm not going to get married in jeans. I'm not. Like, I'm going to make an effort.
Would you get married, like, in Vegas? Like, something like that?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Like, flipping, like...
Nah. Nah, I wouldn't get married. I can't imagine that being my vibe. I want to get married in, like, a backyard or some shit.
Oh, definitely. That's very much your home style. Yeah. Your wedding is going to be, in one word, home style.
I want anyone who wants to come to come.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. That's the first crazy thing about your wedding. So many people are going to be there. Can I just point this out? Okay, I need to bring this up.
This is anyone who wants to come, and anyone who doesn't want to come, you don't have to come, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, like, feel it out on the day. Like, how are you feeling? Are you up for this or are you not up for
this? But I think that the playing hard to get with that is going to make people want to come.
Yeah,
like, people
I've found
like,
that
oh, shit.
It's true of my entire life.
I think it's true, actually. I agree. So I want to bring this up, though, because I said, who's going to do your catering?
Yeah.
And then you said, oh, me? And I was like, what do you mean? You were like, oh, I could do potluck, or I could get Sophie to do it, or Sam. And I was like, that's your brother. He probably wants to enjoy the wedding. He's like, you're like, well, I'll help. And I'm like, no, you can't help. You were doing the wedding, and then you said, what? It's going to take me an hour max.
To get ready.
What, to get ready?
Yeah, it's going to take me an hour max to get ready, which means I have the rest of the time for the catering.
Yeah, but there's...
But don't you think, okay, imagine this. Close your eyes for a second, okay?
Yeah.
We're at a lovely bloody fucking field or some shit, I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. I'm picturing the back of Hannah's mum's house, which is in Matakana.
Okay.
And Kusha, her mum, has said that I could have it to get married if I wanted it. But there's, like, negotiations as to whether or not Kushel's will be, like, you know, like, how I can use her house and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so lovely big backyard, field, beautiful trees. You know, there's like a kitchen island outside somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's like some sort of meat on the spit, and I've got some vegetarian options available, and mm-hmm. I'm cooking and people are arriving.
Oh my God. We're having
drinks. We're having a nice time. The sun starts to set. That's when the ceremony happens.
Oh, a nighttime ceremony?
I'm thinking maybe 5 or 6 p.m.
A sunset one?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I love it.
And then, you know, and then we're right there, and then the food and the celebration, everyone's drinking, having a good time, and it just kind of all naturally bleeds into each other.
I think if you have
everyone chipping in to do shit, and
I think a 5 or 6 ceremony, people are going to be fucking steamed. They're going to be really drunk.
But I'm kind of okay with that.
Oh, then I'll be dealing with a drunk crowd, will I? You're going to, you know, spare a thought for your old Buddy Rose and being the celebrant, for God's sake. Are you gonna put up some marquees?
Yeah, I'll chuck up a marquee and some nice lights.
You personally will chuck up a marquee.
Pardon?
You personally will
chuck
up a marquee.
I'll chuck up a marquee the night before.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I just think, like, the thing that I dislike about weddings is that the formality when is that couple ever that formal with any of the people in their lives? And I feel like you can achieve all of, like, the intimacy that you want to, and, like, all of the, like, ritual of this is a special moment, without having to have all of that, like, rigid formality.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, because I just don't think it would be like not sincere, like ingenuous,
disingenuous.
It would be disingenuous for me to for some reason have a super formal occasion for, you know, this moment in my life. Like, why would I choose that? But yeah, then again, maybe my partner is some.
So why would you choose to wear a dress?
Well, I mean, I do like wearing dresses from time to time.
A wedding dress.
I can't imagine myself in like a big white wedding dress.
Imagine you in like, oh no, this is gorgeous. I can imagine it. You are in. Yeah. This is exactly what you're in.
Yeah.
A fucking like white linen.
I was just thinking that.
You are in white linen. Yeah. It's a heavy linen, but it's not white. It's like a kind of a natural white, a fleck of kind of sandy color through it.
I'm seeing it.
Yeah, I think, but like a gorgeous, like kind of like, are you thinking like, what kind of straps are you thinking? Or like,
I'm thinking not straps, probably.
Okay, like a full, like, oh, like just like a...
Like probably like a wide shoulder sort of deal, sort of just with like a short sleeve,
like
maybe.
A mini dress cut, like, you know, at the top.
Yeah.
Thick. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, and probably something like a deepish cut so that you like a little bit of, like not like tit showing, but like... We can appreciate my breasts.
No. You can't have a deepish cut on the cuff thing like that.
What?
On a linen, like...
Imagine if it was a linen wrap, you'd have a deep cut.
Oh, maybe it's a linen wrap.
Could be a linen wrap. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've got to look good. Like, I do want to look good.
A linen wrap, but what's going on with the arms? Bare arms?
I can't imagine me in bare arms.
Okay, so we're talking like a linen... Oh, maybe like a linen, like, wrap kind of quite wide sleeves almost.
Yeah, that's nice.
A nice drape on the wide sleeves.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it will look like a robe.
It's perfect! It's like a transition
from like a bathrobe.
Oh, maybe I'm wearing my togs underneath so I can jump in the river. I'm assuming there's a river.
Oh god, well this is gorgeous anyway. I'm glad we had this chat.
Fuck, now I just need to find a wife.
Husband. Yeah, well.
I don't want to close it off. What if a man sweeps me off my feet?
So which is interesting about when you marry a woman, what do you think? I mean, it depends on them, but like, is there something interesting? I'm going like, are you going to wear, like, do you have to discuss, like, are we going to wear something, we got to wear something slightly different to each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've still got to respect our own sense of style. And I don't see you ending up with, you could end up with someone who isn't into heavy linens. Like, I think you're the linen gal.
I'm probably the linen gal in any relationship, I'd say.
Are you going to wear any accessories? Like some kind of natural accessories?
Well, you know what? I normally wear gold hoops, don't I?
True. Are you going to wear makeup?
Yeah, I'll wear makeup for sure. Cool. And everyone will be like, wow, she looks amazing, because they never see me in makeup, you know?
Yeah, you will look stunning.
I will look stunning. I mean, that's the real benefit of being so casual day to day, is that when you dress up, everyone is like flabbergasted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's going to be a special wedding. Everyone's going to be so happy.
Everyone will be really happy for me.
Do you think you'll have any wedding favors?
No.
Okay, cool.
But do you know what I reckon, though?
Cake. Yeah, go on.
That the speeches are going to be the hallmark of the wedding.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to really need to invest in a good sound system.
Yeah, that's where I'll spend my money. I'd love a band. I think that's where I would spend my money. I'd love a band.
Agreed.
I think that's so fun. A great sound system. I want the speeches to feel relaxed and cool, and everyone's going to be a good speaker. And, you know, like, because it's a gay wedding, there's going to be a certain level of like, wow, this is really important.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, I don't know.
I think I'd hire a band for my own, but then I would follow it up with a playlist that I got.
Sure.
Or I'd get like a really old DJ, like an old man.
Yeah, I like that. Also in a matching tux.
Yes.
Nah, don't do that. That was just...
Sorry, I just heard footsteps. I didn't know whether they were coming from inside our house or above.
They're coming from above.
Anyway, what was I going to say?
Imagine someone appears at the door right now.
That'd be freaky. What was I to say? Oh, so if I can briefly talk about my wedding for like the last 2 minutes of the podcast.
Okay, sure. Let's indulge for a second.
I just want to say that I would like a wedding where I don't know. I can't even imagine my wedding.
I think you getting married at a registrar's office makes sense with then like a reception with a lot of people at like a restaurant, or is that too crazy?
I think a restaurant.
You've got great. Quite a lot of family.
Yeah, I think like I would love it if it was like a old school, like I basically want a wedding from like the 70s or 80s.
Sure.
Like I could imagine, so my imagine is like the wedding in Drew Barrymore Drew Barrymore's Riding in Cars with Boys, but it was not Drew Barrymore's Riding in Cars with Boys, but when she gets married, I think she gets double married with Brittany Murphy's character.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking peacock chair love seat. Nice. For the couple. I'm thinking like a almost like a large but chic kind of community center or hall.
Yeah.
That's done up to the nines with decorations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, food, like a lovely meal, almost like an Italian mob meal. Like, I do want an Italian mob wedding.
Yeah, I think that really suits you.
Definitely. And some and dinner and dancing and, you know, I don't know where this... To be honest, I think you might be right. I think it might just be reception and I get married at the registrar's office. Because... Yeah. That's the big thing is that I don't like the idea of the ceremony.
Yeah, I hear you.
I feel kind of freaked out about that maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean. I do love attention though.
It's hard. Like I can see you going either way. And who would marry you out of interest?
Oh, wow. That is the worst thing you've ever said to me.
No. Not the person you marry.
Who would marry you? Hang on, sorry. Are we talking about this mystery person?
Who's going to be the celebrant?
Fuck, I don't know, actually.
I mean, I'm happy to step up.
Yeah. But is it a bit gauche if we both do
sure,
each other's
now
weddings?
Now I've booked you for mine.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on who gets married first. I mean, neither of us really have anything going currently.
I'd take Guy Montgomery or Chris Parker.
Oh, okay. Wow, nice. I've seen Guy do a wedding and it was great.
Mm.
So I've never seen Chris do a wedding, but I've heard good things. I don't know if he's ever married anyone, but he's MC'd, that's for sure.
I think
Chris will MC my wedding.
Who would marry me? Can you think of anyone good?
I think Guy's a good shout.
Yeah.
I think obviously I'm the natural option outside of...
Can I get Paul Williams to marry me?
Oh my God, that would be incredible. I do not know what that would look like.
It would be
but
shambles.
Maybe it's perfect.
Of my life.
It could be amazing.
It would be amazing if Paul Witt married me. Sam Campbell?
It's fucking hell. Yeah.
Sam Campbell can marry me. I don't really know. It depends on who I'm marrying, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, all of this depends on who I'm marrying as well.
What? Oh, so you're going to drop me if they don't want me to marry you guys?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I mean, hold on. It depends. Is it a deal breaker? I mean, I wouldn't marry anyone, though, who would be, like... I mean,
uncomfortable
course,
with it.
Yeah, like, it would be so weird if I was marrying someone who's like, I definitely don't want Rose to do that. I mean, like, what kind of relationship would that be?
That would be a toxic relationship. You need out of it right now.
Unless we're in a situation where they've also promised it to their friend.
Or, like,
in which case, maybe we're through some sort of joint thing, you know?
Or me and your future husband or wife have fucked.
Yeah. How likely do you think that's going to be?
Well, I mean... Anything's possible.
Yeah. It's so hard to imagine a wedding. Like, I can imagine, like, again, maybe this is some self-loathing, mm-hmm. but I can imagine the vows from the perspective of me saying them to somebody else.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine somebody declaring their love for me in front of, like, a group full of people.
I can't imagine that either. Honestly, yeah. I cannot. But
yeah.
That,
I can't imagine someone wanting to do that. Isn't that terrible?
I can't imagine someone wanting to marry me, unless they're a fucking freak.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine being in that position. It'd be so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. I think I'm just going to have to marry someone I don't like.
I reckon maybe that will happen.
Oh, my God.
But, like, you won't know it at the time. You'll know it a few years in, and then you'll get divorced, and that'll be all good.
You know what, though? I don't even think that's true, Alice. I think... Honestly, I don't think I could get to that. I would sooner break up with someone than do it. You know, like
do a runaway bride.
I think that's my problem. Is that genuinely why I'm going to end up alone? Mm. Because I will always choose myself over someone else, probably.
No, I don't think that means that you end up alone. I think that just means whatever relationship you end up in that gets to that stage is probably going to be a healthy one.
Yeah, I guess so. But then I don't think that that will happen because I think that's pretty low chance, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, most people shouldn't get married.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, that's the reality, right? I mean, most marriages, well, half of them end in divorce.
Oh, I don't think we should get married anymore.
Well, no, I'm still keen if I meet the right person.
Well,
they want to marry me.
I've always maintained that I want to get married a bunch of times and for them to not mean much, you know? But, yeah. You know, the more influential I get and the more, you know, wealth I accrue, it becomes dangerous for a woman like me.
Girl, I'll help you get an airtight prenup.
Please do. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. I'll get airtight prenups, marry a bunch of guys, divorce them all.
Yeah. I love that. You're Whoopi Goldberging it.
Yeah, I'd love that. She didn't get married, though, did she?
Yeah, 3 times.
Oh, fuck, bitch. Awesome.
Yeah, cheated on every husband.
Girl, hell yeah.
Yeah, she's a legend.
That's the view.
Oh, nice.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, can I just, before we go, because I can feel your energy wrapping it up.
Yeah, because I'm checking my phone right now.
Yeah, I just want to clear up a few things.
Oh my God.
The first was, we had a few emails in about the Jacinda Ardern comment I made regarding the state houses and the
Did we have a few?
Yeah.
Okay.
More than one.
I don't know if that's a few, but yeah, okay.
Well, at least a couple.
Oh, lovely.
I think we had a few. I'm sure we had a few. Two at least.
I'm trying to find that.
Probably 3 or more.
Okay. Go on.
Anyway, the comment she made, I would rather chain myself to a state house than a tree, was not nefarious. It was about her Labour being more focused on like housing and working class and Greens being more an environmentalist party.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Got it.
So there are a few people wondering what that means and if it means negative things about Jacinda. I don't think it does, but take what you will about that. Anyway, and then the other thing I just want to clear up is somebody emailed in last night saying that they had a dream where I shot you in the head.
Yeah, I'm reading that right now.
Yeah. So neither of us own a gun. I have no intention of shooting you in the head. And I was, to be fair, disturbed by the imagery of it.
Oh my God. This is horrific.
Yeah, but thank you so much for sending in your email. Keep them coming.
Oh my God, this is amazing. This is so good. This is. Can I just read? I won't read the graphicness,
yeah, sure.
But immediately after, Alice and I were both like, "Oh my God, what have we done?"
And to be fair, that's the reaction I would have.
Absolutely, full on gobsmacked with what had just happened and realizing the gravity of the situation. And then the rest of the dream is just feeling really, really awful and realizing it wasn't at all a funny joke. And we had literally just killed Rose and could never take it back.
Yeah, I killed you to be cracker.
Feeling genuinely terrible. I really do. I'm so sorry to who sent this in. Dreams like that are horrible. And
they're
I hope
horrible.
That you can get a better sleep tonight. Yes. And if you do, and if you don't, I'll come and haunt you in your fucking dreams.
Yeah.
And you need to be a Matter fan now instead of a snethead.
I know. As somebody who has intrusive thoughts, I've really added that to my
Of shooting me. God damn it.
Yeah, to my rotating set of images that haunt me.
Lovely.
Yeah, so that's nice.
I always
anything else you want to say? I did have other things that we could talk about if you want to keep talking. I don't know how long we've done.
Oh, no, we've done 40 minutes.
Because we've watched a lot of movies lately, but we could just say
can we just briefly touch on Indecent Proposal?
Yeah, go on.
We did watch Indecent Proposal.
Starring
Robert
Demi
Redford,
Moore.
Woody Harrelson, Demi Moore. Just thoughts, just small thoughts.
Okay,
Robert
would
Redford.
You have sex with somebody for $1 million? That's the key question.
I would.
Yeah, and I would not.
Well, just anyone. If anyone was like $6 million right now.
Well, somebody who I'm already having sex with?
No.
Oh, what do you mean by anyone?
Well, like, no, because in Indecent Proposal is specifically like you're married, so you don't have to be married. Are you saying you're not a married person?
No, I think let's put the scenario as it is. You're married and somebody offers you $1 million to have sex with them, and this person is attractive but they are not your spouse,
and you discuss it with your spouse.
Yeah.
And your spouse is like, yeah, I'm okay with it, and you're okay yeah. with it. Yeah, I would do that, of course.
Yeah, interesting. I would not.
Yeah, that's bizarre to me.
But I would also be like, why is my spouse okay with it?
Because it's $1 million.
Yeah, but don't you feel like
sex is why sex is just sex?
I don't believe that. I mean, I believe that sex can just be sex in certain contexts, but I think once you're married, I mean, maybe this is just old-fashioned values.
I think it's old-fashioned values.
Do you though? I mean, yeah. Would you happily be in an open marriage?
No, but I'm just saying,
but sex is just sex.
Okay, no.
Go on.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not saying I would be in an open marriage. I'm saying within the scenario, and I'm speaking to my partner, and they're like, I think we should do it, and I fully trust you to do that, and it's just sex, and I go, yeah, I absolutely agree. Let's just get this $1 million, and I'm just have sex with this person. Then 100% would do it. It's funny. It's crack up. It's a laugh. Think about what you could do with that $1 million with your partner. You could travel the world before COVID.
That $1 million is tainted.
Oh, fuck off. That's not... That's bullshit.
I don't know.
I would 100%. If the man looked like Robert Redford...
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, I'll earn the money another way. We'll get the money another way. Yeah, but I just feel like it's so much to put on someone that they should have... And there is those elements of it, like you should do this for us, or I'm doing this for us.
I'm if
like,
there's a guy who I thought was hot, and no, actually, you know what? When I say open marriage, I think I probably could be in an open marriage.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that you can pull that off.
Oh, fuck off. Get fucked.
I couldn't be in an open marriage.
I don't believe monogamy is truly natural.
I don't know if I believe that monogamy is natural either, but that doesn't mean that that's not something I want to strive for.
Yeah, but I think if you can find a way to healthily explore the very natural feelings of attraction that you have to many people on this earth while being married to someone...
But don't you think that's just a product of our culture that we're going like...
No, a product of our culture is marriage and monogamy.
You can have it all.
No, a product
of our culture. And you can explore your feelings of attraction. Like, there are
plenty. Oh my God, you are being so old school right now. The product of our culture is monogamy, marriage, and only having sex with one person. Before that, like, people didn't just have one partner for the rest of their lives. Like, when we were fucking... cave people and shit.
Yeah, I think if people want to have open marriages and shit, then I'm like all for it. Like, go for it. Like, do whatever you want. I'm happy for you. All I'm saying is if I'm going to the effort of being married to someone, what I'm expressing there is that what I'm interested in and committed to is seeing what kind of intimacy comes out of full commitment to that person.
Yeah, so then...
And that includes sexual commitment.
Right, so that's your definition of what you want out of marriage.
And I think other people want like true partnership. And,
but
like,
you're talking about true, like, you know, what comes out of true commitment to only one person sexually. I'm saying sexually as well, because I'm not saying that person isn't the one person that you love the most in this world and is your partner, your life partner. You've committed to living the rest of your life with that person, but also acknowledging that to deny attractions to other people may cause resentment, and the fact and that you might not be people where denying that actually empowers your relationship, it actually chips away at it.
But can't you talk about the fact that you have attraction to other people but like acknowledge that but not indulge that necessarily? And don't you think there's a possibility that if you don't indulge that attraction to someone else, that your sexual relationship with your partner could then also like develop?
That's completely subjective.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. So
I'm not laying out what is objective truth.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying that like open marriage, that's your thing, because your definition of what marriage should be is
between a man and a woman.
Yeah. No, but what your definition of marriage should be is based on a subjective truth about people, right? Like,
No, I guess I am making an assumption. Well, I'm not making an assumption. I'm saying what I personally feel interested in terms of exploring as a person in a marriage, is what it means to be fully committed, both in fidelity and in life, to another person, and what kind of intimacy comes through that commitment, mm-hmm. rather than a marriage where it's like, I acknowledge that I love you more than anyone else, but sexually I want to still be involved with other people.
I think that...
But I'm not denying that that means that you still can't be intimate emotionally or...
But you are denying that marriage... You are suggesting that marriage needs to be based on a commitment and basically fidelity.
Oh, I'm saying my marriage.
Right.
A marriage that I am interested in being a part of, fidelity would be a part of it.
So... Why do you think I couldn't have an open marriage?
Just because time management.
I think this is a massive hangover from your upbringing, I'm going to say.
For sure.
Your Catholicism.
Yeah, I admit that.
I think that you've got incredibly conservative views around marriage. And not in a bad way.
I admit that I have. Here's what I have that I think is unusual in terms of my approach to marriage, which is that I have, quite unusually, in my group of friends and most people I know, an example of a good marriage mm-hmm. in my parents.
Yes.
And I think that means
And it's
that,
honestly the worst thing about you.
And it is honestly the worst thing about yeah. me. And it's the worst thing for me as well.
Yeah,
because
it's
set up a crazy set of expectations that are probably unlikely to meet
yeah.
in my life. But in saying that, I've seen the benefit of it and mm-hmm. how it can work. And for me, knowing that, okay, maybe I'll never have that, but wanting to strive toward that rather than just go, well, that seems unlikely and therefore I'm going to make provisions for a different type of relationship.
Mm. Yeah. It depends on the kind of person you find. I think it's incredibly rare to find that kind of person.
What kind of person?
The person that you would like, that like, your, well, look, your parents are like a very rare occurrence in all of our parents' marriages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that.
But I mean, my siblings are all married as well, bar one.
Yeah, but I think that, but then isn't there something good in the fact of trying to make that work for you? Like, I don't think everyone is the kind of person who's going to be able to be, you like, operate in a marriage like that. So if you find
for
a way
sure.
you can operate in a marriage that,
yeah, that, but I'm not saying that people shouldn't have open marriages. I'm like,
but you did say that you thought that open marriages were a product of a generation of wanting it all.
And I do believe
that. See, exactly, because you're a conservative bitch.
No. Okay, listen, I hear you, but I mean, don't you think that there's an element of it to that?
I think there's in rare occurrences, and yeah, ideally, the idea of going, oh, fidelity is going to like make our sex life better. It's like, yeah, it could do, but fucking probably not. Like,
no, I don't think fidelity is going to. I think the opposite. I think fidelity is something that makes it hard to sustain exciting.
No, but you said that that it was fidelity that going, oh, I'm attracted to this other person, but I'm going to go back to my marriage and try and strengthen this, and that's actually going to make it better.
No, I feel like you are misrepresenting my words there, or I've just poorly articulated what I mean.
Okay,
which
what
is
do you mean?
That acknowledging that you have attraction to other people, but then still finding ways to stick in the marriage and also explore your sexuality within that marriage could reap long-term benefits for that sexual relationship.
Oh, and that sounds so hot. Oh my God.
Do you know what? I do think it's hot.
That's so funny.
Well, I don't think I think it would be like kind of like an exciting challenge to be like, okay, this is the person I'm going to have sex with for the rest of my life. And that feels limiting, but like, how do you like explore the bounds of that?
Yeah. I mean,
does that sound crazy to you?
No, but I barely can get anyone to have sex with me now. So I'm just like, I'm like, I don't.
Why are you striving for an open relationship.
Because I believe
if you get one girl, you just gotta lock it in.
I believe in the principles of it, and I believe in the fact that we are not alive for very long, and I think I perhaps would regret if I was. I mean, I'm too much of a pussy. I can't even have sex with multiple people now, is what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, obviously, I'm not going to be in an open marriage, but the idea of it, if you can nail it.
Do you think that when people are in relationships and they are attracted to other people in a way where they want to pursue a sexual relationship, and I'm asking this question with no agenda, I'm purely asking you the question, where they want to, where they do that from a place of being satisfied and happy with the current sexual relationship that they're in, or is that attraction a product of being unhappy with the sexual relationship that they're in?
Kind of missed the question, but are you saying if you're in a relationship and you want to have sex with someone else, and do you think that it's actually genuinely because you want to sex with someone else or because you're bored of the relationship you're in? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Do you think part of the attraction is because the sexual relationship that you're currently engaged in is not fulfilling you in a way, i.e. it's not exciting, it's not happening enough, it's da 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 da? Or do you think it's just people are naturally attracted to multiple different people and they feel a desire to express that?
Well, I've never, do you know, honestly, I've never been in a relationship where I, like, didn't want to have sex with the person. And I've been in long-term relationships, but I've always wanted, like, I've never, like, gone through that phase. But I've also wanted to probably have sex with other people as well. So
But what stops you from having sex with other people? Then,
because I love that person, and they wouldn't, and they, and the fucking people I've been out with definitely wouldn't be open to open relationships. But not to say that I would be open to open, like, no, because also I'm the most jealous motherfucker of all time.
Yeah, same. I'm super jealous.
Yeah, so I couldn't handle it. But yeah. I think it's foolish to think that, like, I don't know. I think you, to second guess your feelings about that is equally to, like, devalue the attraction you're feeling. Like, you know, you could say, oh, it's because I'm in a relationship, but I'm attracted to multiple people now, you know what I mean? And so it's not that, like, I want to have sex with only one person at one time. It's that I'm attracted to a bunch of people, and so I think that's the same when you're in a relationship. I think it's just normal and natural to be attracted to many different types of people.
I mean, that I understand more than, because I think maybe where I trip up is that I go, if you're in an open marriage, that you are looking to other people to fill whatever is missing within your relationship, and specifically in this instance, sex. But maybe that's not the case. Maybe it's more about just fulfilling what feels like a natural thing that cannot be fulfilled just by having sex with one person.
I think so. I mean, like, to be honest, like, so I have been fully in love with ex-partners and, like, then been in other relationships or had sex with other people. But then it doesn't diminish the amount of I'm still obsessed with an ex-boyfriend. In the same regard, it's like if I was in a marriage and I'm like, I am so, you're so deeply my person, so deeply, and also I accept that I'm, like, a human person who, like, might be attracted to other people, but it won't be the same type of relationship that I have with you. And if, I mean, I don't know if that's very, it's probably very difficult to have that and probably, like, nearly impossible, but I think people can have that of going, it's just that I go to these other people for other different.
Yeah. Maybe needs. Part of what it is that's hard for me to do is that very rarely am I attracted to a person in a way where I want to have sex with them, where it is born purely from a physical attraction to them. Like, usually I become attracted to a person in part because of, like, their personality and, like, our dynamic and our, like, however we get along. I mean, I'm obviously, I've not only had sex with people that I've, like, loved their personality.
Do you think that it could not, do you think that you could not, like, be with someone, married to someone, and then also be attracted to someone else for their personality, but also
I absolutely could, but that's why I'm saying, like, for me then to explore that feels like it would be
cheating
immediately more than just sex. Because it's not just physical, because part of the reason why I'm attracted to them or want to have sex with them is in part because of, like, a connection I have with them.
Right. Yeah. I guess so. But then I mean, that can wear off pretty fast.
God, yeah. And I'm sure that there are some people who are attracted to people who are like fucking idiots whose personality they don't like or whatever.
But I can imagine being attracted to someone whose personality I like. I'm sexually attracted to them and I'd have sex with them and I still wouldn't feel as strongly about them as a person I loved and married.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that that cancels out the relationship or necessarily takes away from that relationship I have with the person that I've decided to marry.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm being crazy. Maybe I'm just being
maybe I'm being crazy. I mean, I definitely know that my parents' marriage has maybe put marriage on a fucking high horse that it shouldn't be.
I don't think... this is the thing, is that maybe no one wants you to get married because it complicates things so much.
But I want to.
God. I don't know. I think I'm really scared... I'm really scared of massive commitment. Like...
Fuck yeah. Oh my God, it's so scary. Yeah. My desire to be married or whatever is not exclusive to like where I'm like chill with commitment. Like the idea of it absolutely terrifies me. And that it seems like I think the biggest obstacle to me ever getting married is feeling like I can make that commitment to someone. Like that in and of itself to me seems like even just getting into a relationship feels like a scary commitment to me. Yeah. But like I also feel that like when I love someone or whatever that's what I want to do, you know? But that doesn't mean that I'm not like, oh, will this work out or what's going to happen to my life? Like, you know, all of that thing I feel like personally like affronted and terrified of. But like willing to risk for whoever it is that I'm in love with, you know?
Honestly, I think we're overthinking this entire thing as well. I think we are in danger of thinking of putting out basically saying what we believe
and regretting it
and
all.
Not going with the flow and then pathologizing the things that we say we believe and then they just become a vicious circle where we can't get out of those patterns.
Ultimately.
So we need to stop talking about it right now.
Okay, fine.
What did you say? Ultimately what?
Ultimately we just need to meet someone and fall in love and then decide with them what you want to do.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, don't give me that fucking shit. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Please email in because we're in quarantine.
That was 56 minutes. This is too long.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.